in a civilization like ours, it's hard enough for us to keep our minds on that there's a God without being aware of this splendid, glorious world of spirits who love God, worship God, praise Him, and they're powerful. And they do God's will. And there's one assigned to look after us. Just think who they are. And ask the Holy Spirit to open your mind to this dimension of the heavenly realm. Today we celebrate the feast of the three great, we presume, because we don't know anybody greater, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. They all have El in their name, God. Michael, who is like God? That's Mi Kamocha, part of one of the songs of Moses. Who is like you, God? Michael, Michael. What a lovely name, huh? And that's like he wasn't baptized and his parents gave him that name. I mean, that's the name God gave him. Gabriel is the way we say it. Giburel, God is powerful. Gibur, El Gibur, the strong God, the mighty God. Aios Oteos, Aios Iskiros, the lovely, I don't know why I said it in Greek anyway. Agios, Agios, Agios. The holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one, holy mighty one. And then Raphael from Rifa, Rafa, God heals. God heals. That's his name. He doesn't say, I heal. God heals. Raphael. Now, who are these people? You see, great and powerful. Michael, because he knows that nobody is like God. His very being expresses that. So when, in such an incredibly unbelievable way, Lucifer, light-bearer, rebelled and took, we don't know how many million with him. And there was a war. And Michael overcame. And do you know that they are at work now? I was praying upstairs, you know, thinking about this mass and thinking, realize we don't how God has entrusted them and their work right now. Michael's. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Hey, you know what? There's a battle. Still going on. Michael, who is like God? Nobody. And sometimes, I don't know, we kind of forget that. You know, his very name keeps him in awe of God. You know, when we kind of take the piety life seriously, the occupational hazard is, we treat all these things like, I don't know, items in a store. Michael, who is like God? You know, it's good once in a while to have the bejeebers scared out of us. Realize we're dealing with God. And sorry about that, God. Well, okay, fine. These days, you're going to catch on. Michael. And it's because he is like that, you see, that... And he's, you know, totally, totally obedient to God. With that divine, you know, that angelic intellect, I mean, nobody sees what's going on in this world more clearly than he does. Except, of course, the Lord himself. And he's just waiting for the Lord to tell him, okay, go take care of that. And he's our friend. That's, you see, when you get somebody like that, you say, well, you know, maybe I'll get an appointment to see him. No. He's our friend. Gabriel, Kibur, El, the powerful one. That's the one sent to Mary, to Zechariah, to bring this incredible, powerful news. God is going to become incarnate. God is going to become man. You have to be very powerful to bring that message. You have to be very powerful to live that message. Gibor, El. It's one of the names of God, of the Messiah, right? El Gibor. The powerful God. These are names, they're Hebrew names, that God's people gave to these angels. They bumped into them. They, you know, they knew something about them, and they named them. And, you know. And who are they? Well, you've got to talk to them to find out. We have a guardian angel. He's not a pet. He's an angel. What a privilege. I look back over my life, how many times I came close to death, and my angel saved me. I'm here. And I was thinking of one when I was just a little kid. And again, see, God said, look after that guy. You know, I love him. I've got work for him to do. He's not going to die until I finish his work. See? And you can learn so much from your angel. It just, and there are millions, millions. They're not any harder for God to create, you know, one or a million. It's the same. And Raphael, Ani Rofe. God says, I am your healer. He said that in the book of Exodus. I am your healer. You remember when our Lord was challenged? He healed that man, and the people in the parish, his enemies got all upset. And he said, look, he's hanging around with the riffraff. God. And they ask his disciples, look at the kind of people your so-called master is hanging around. He says, listen, the healthy don't need a doctor, the sick do. He was inviting them to ask him another question. He loves them. He's trying to bring them into eternal life. All they had to say was, so you're some kind of a healer? And he would have just let them know. Ani El Rofe. I am God the healer. They didn't ask him. You see? And that's Raphael's name. We have a healing ministry. And so does he. And I'll bet you his is better than ours. But why don't we, you know, why don't we call on him? You know, heal. Heal this world with his power. If the Lord let him, he could heal Sudan today. All the anger, all the fear, all the enmity, all the torture, all the death, heal it today. That's who they are. It's a good time to think of the generosity and the creativity of Almighty God. He made them all. And do they ever know it? See, the one thing about an angel, his mind is clear. There's an advantage to not having a body. There's a great advantage to having one, because then we're like Jesus. But if you don't have a body, your head's got to be a lot clearer than ours. I mean, you know, most of our energy is devoted into just staying in existence, you know. Eating, drinking, all that sort of stuff. And you say, they don't have to do that. But they like us. You know, that they have that kind of love. So I would advise you today to pray to them and really pray. Bring us peace. You see what we're doing? We hate each other. We're at war with each other. We're massacring millions of babies. Come and help us. And they'll come.